The time is 1800 UTC on May 20th, 2006, and this is Audio Wiki News News Briefs. Palestine. An explosion has ripped through the headquarters of the Palestinian General Intelligence Service in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian officials say several people were wounded in the explosion, including intelligence chief Tarek Abu Rajab. United States. Duncan Hunter, a Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from California and the House Armed Service Committee chairman, said Thursday that the incident involving Marines firing on unarmed Iraqi civilians in the town of Haditha on November 19, 2005, will be subject to congressional hearings as soon as the criminal investigation is completed. China. China has announced the completion of an enormous dam across the Yangtze River, an important milestone for the world's largest hydroelectric project. The official Xinhua news agency reports the event as a, quote, landmark in the construction of the project. Cuba. Inmates at Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba have attacked guards with fan blades and other makeshift weapons. Rear Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the Joint Task Force Guantanamo, says some detainees were injured in, quote, the most violent outbreak at the facility since it was opened in 2002. United States. There has been an explosion in a coal mine in eastern Kentucky, located in the United States, killing 5 miners. One miner was able to walk out of the mine. The explosion occurred at Darby Mine No. 1, owned by Kentucky Derby LLC and located in Harlan County. Federal mine safety officials say the explosion happened sometime between midnight and 1 a.m. local time Saturday. Australia. Australian Prime Minister John Howard has told media in Canada that he wants, quote, a full-blooded debate in Australia about the issue of nuclear power. Quote, I have a very open mind on the development of nuclear energy in my own country, he said. Quote, that includes an open mind on whether or not Australia should, in fact, process uranium for the purposes of providing fuel for nuclear power in the future in Australia. Australia. Australian Democrats founder Don Chipp has told patrons at the party's national conference in Melbourne that, quote, the party is not only in a low position in the public esteem, but it seems to be on a continuous downward spiral. Chipp helped found the party in 1977 after becoming discontent with the Liberal Party. Australia. Two sailors from the USS Boxer and a Canadian man living on Queensland Gold Coast have been sentenced to jail for bringing 7 kilos of the drug commonly known as ice, valued at about $1 million, into Australia in June last year. Australia. The New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority announced Friday that a $1.20 toll will be charged on a pair of new 200-metre-long on- and off-ramps from the Warringah Freeway to Falcon Street, North Sydney. New Zealand. Two Christchurch hospitals, Christchurch Hospital and Princess Margaret Hospital, have had an outbreak of norovirus. A special isolation ward in the Christchurch Hospital has been set up for 20 patients and 12 staff who have contracted the disease. Princess Margaret Hospital have also set up similar conditions. Norovirus causes severe vomiting and diarrhea. People who get this disease usually recover within 48 hours. Movies. Moviegoers around the world are expected to queue into movie theaters during the opening weekend of the movie The Da Vinci Code, despite the disapproval of both critics and clerics. The film, directed by Ron Howard, is an adaptation of the novel of the same name by Dan Brown, which has sold over 60 million copies worldwide. Sports, rugby. The Crusaders are to meet the Hurricanes in Christchurch on Saturday night for the 2006 Super 14 final after defeating the Bulls 30-15 at Jade Stadium. Sports, rugby. Munster have won the 2005-2006 Heineken Cup, beating Biarritz 23-19 at Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, Wales. The match is Biarritz's first Heineken Cup final appearance. It is Munster's fourth after three final losses in the past. A jumbo screen was placed in the streets of Limerick, Ireland, where thousands of Munster fans gathered. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.